And Gordo has the wireless microphone, and he is down walking around the field here in the Alamo Dome. Mm. I don't see any players yet down there, Gordo.
No, I'm looking in the locker room, and they're all in the locker room right now.
Mm. Getting chewed out by Wade.
Well, it's the rookie locker room, but no one's talking to them. No one's dressing them down, and that's what you need to do to rookies.
Dress them down.
You got to dress them down.
Would you see those boss? See those haircuts they got?
Oh my gosh, there are some crazy haircuts.
Now somebody sent me an overhead shot of a guy claiming that it was a rookie that had had his hair cut, and his hair was shaved into the shape of a penis.
Oh really?
Yeah, I don't know if that was a cowboy or from some other team.
Well, there was Mike Tepper, the offensive lineman, who had not only his hair, all of his hair taken off on one side, but they also waxed that one side's eyebrow.
Huh. Sounds tasteful. All right, so no players are coming out here. You want me to talk to a girl?
Hey, sure. See that girl and that guy in the Emmett jersey? They're huge P1s, apparently.
That's what I think. Hi, ma'am. What's your name?
Hi, Amy.
Amy. Are you aware of the ticket?
Yes, I listen to y'all all the time.
Who's your favorite?
Gordo.
Oh, well, good. Isn't that nice? That's great. How old are you?
I'm 30. 36 in 2 weeks.
36. You have kids?
Yep, two.
Two?
Yeah.
From this guy here?
From this guy right here.
Wow. So you impregnated her twice?
Twice.
Do you know where the conceptions took place? You know, some people can actually know where the conception happened.
Yeah, they were both like on Valentine's Day. No, the day after Valentine's Day. We were always fighting on Valentine's Day, so it was usually the day after. It was makeup.
Why were you fighting on Valentine's Day?
Oh, I just one of those weird things.
She wouldn't give it up on Valentine's Day.
No.
So it was always the day after.
So, yeah. So both of your children are the product of makeup sex.
Right, right. Yeah. They're beautiful, though, so it worked.
Yeah. Well, you ought to write that in your memoirs for them to read later on.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Now, what did he do on Valentine's Day that pissed you off so much?
He just expected to put out as a woman on Valentine's Day, and it's just, I hate
the
holiday.
Come on.
I mean, yeah, but really?
You should. You should always put out on Valentine's Day, Christmas, and Easter.
Right. I'm so sure.
All right, God bless you.
Thanks. You too.
Stay hard. Yeah.
What's that? I'm from Dallas, you know. Come out from the ticket.
From Dallas, too?
Yes, sir. Oak Cliff.
Really?
Yeah, I go down here for the training camp.
You're not lying to me?
I'm not lying. You want to see my ID?
No, I don't want to see your ID. Yeah, actually, I do. Produce some ID.
I'm from the hood, like Reiner says.
Uh-huh. All right, let's see your ID.
Let's see,
Tony. Okay. Boy, you have a very Hispanic name. You know that?
They call me T-Bone.
Really? Tony Cortez Hernandez.
Sir, I'm going to give everybody a shout-out out there to Dallas.
Okay, no, that's okay. We don't want that. This says you live in Grand Prairie.
Yeah, not in Grand Prairie. Well, you know, I'm born and raised
originally from
Oak Cliff, West Dallas.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Now I live in Grand Prairie, you know, how to make the change, how to get out.
Is your wife with you today?
She's right here.
That's your wife there?
Yeah.
So you didn't marry Hispanic.
Hispanic.
That's Hispanic?
Yeah.
That looks white as can be.
All the brothers, all the other ones are all dark complected. She's the only white one.
Really? Okay.
She's adopted. That's what they said.
My daddy was a milkman.
Your daddy was a milkman. Okay. I don't need to hear that.
What's doing all right?
Yeah, okay. Apparently the conversation's petered out.
Okay. All right. Good luck.
Thank you. Yeah, be nice to the guy. He's a nice guy.
He's a great guy. Great guy. I just don't want to talk to him. He's boring me. Man, the players aren't coming out. I thought they were supposed to be arriving for practice around this time.
Starts in 15 minutes.
Well, I don't think they're doing special teams work like they do normally. I think they're just coming out and walking through stuff.
Hmm. Can we talk to a couple kids? See
sure.
What they think about the Cowboys this year? Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good. We're live on the radio right now. Are your parents around here? Is that your dad? Oh, he's on the phone over there.
Oh.
Oh, way down there at the very end.
Yes.
Okay. You guys Cowboy fans?
Yeah. Yes.
Who's your favorite Cowboy player?
Tony Romo.
Arian Barber.
Arian Barber and Tony Romo. How old are you guys?
I'm 11.
11.
You're both 11. You're a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
So you guys are just friends. You're not brothers.
No. We just play baseball together.
You play baseball together. What position do you play?
Pitcher.
What about you?
I play everywhere.
Everywhere? You guys listen to sports radio?
Yes.
What station do you listen to?
What is it? What is it?
Well, you sound like you're a big fan of sports radio. That's right. Well, you guys gotten any autographs yet, or is this your first day?
This is my second day.
Second day? Do you want me to sign your football?
No.
No, he doesn't. Jeez. I just got denied by a kid. That's all right. You don't know who I am. But that's okay. You shouldn't know who I am. I'm just a spare from Dallas radio. Not from here. You guys are from San Antonio, right?
Yeah.
You
want
to give any shout-outs to your friends?
Ask him how they get to be in that VIP area.
There you go. He said, hey. What about you? Don't you have a friend you'd like to say hi to on the radio?
I like to say hi to my friend, Thad in Dallas.
Vlad in Dallas?
No, Thad.
Thad.
He just moved there.
He did?
Yeah.
He was your good friend, and now he moved away.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I've talked to Thad, and he's not doing well. All right, we got players. So 57.
That's Victor Butler.
Victor Butler?
Yep. Yeah, he's funny.
Hey, Victor, you're one of the first guys out here for practice. Do you feel that makes you kind of a go-getter?
I technically touched the field before me, so I guess he would be the go-getter.
No.
But, I mean, yeah, I guess so.
You look confused out here. You looking for somebody?
I'm looking for special teams coach Joe DeCamillis. He's usually
He got fired this morning. You didn't hear about this?
I don't know about that. He runs one of the best special teams programs in the National Football League. I don't think they would fire him.
Yeah, well, he just went to Philly.
I'm teasing.
Yeah, he's not out here. He's not out here yet. What do you think about leaving San Antonio?
What do I think about leaving? I think that it's just, you know, another building block in our process of trying to make the Super Bowl run.
A little bit generic, but you're about to go to Ohio. Excited about the game?
I'm excited about seeing the Hall of Fame. I've never been. I've always wanted to go since I was a little kid in Pop Warner, and now I get to, you know, kind of accomplish one of those goals. That's one of my goals before I die in life, go through the Football Hall of Fame.
Now, are you in the Hall of Fame yet? Or?
Oh, Pop Warner, yeah. I did my thing in Pop Warner, yeah.
What about O.J.? Should he be in the Hall of Fame still?
Why not?
Well, because of the whole, you know, murdering everyone he's ever met.
I guess that's up to him and God. I don't know. That's not my place.
But it's up to us to determine who should be in the Hall of Fame, right?
As long as he got his life straight with God, that's between him and OJ and God. I don't get in other people's business.
Yeah, I guess in prison he has a lot of time to talk to God right now.
A whole lot. Everybody does.
Do you think he did it?
Between him and God. All I'm worried about is Victor Butler getting better on the field, football-wise.
What is Victor Butler doing to get better on the field, other than using Victor Butler's name in third person kind of like that?
You like that, huh? It's kind of like a Marty B thing. Yeah. You know, Marty B, Miles Austin kind of thing.
All right, answer this question using Victor Butler as if he was another person, using his name.
Let's do this. You know, as far as Victor Butler is concerned, Victor Butler is in this playbook night and day. Trying to get better, and then Victor Butler is watching DeMarcus Ware and Anthony Spencer and trying to emulate what those guys do, because those guys are where he wants to be.
Victor Butler wants to be there.
Victor Butler wants to be there.
Could you say bye to Victor Butler for me?
Everybody, bye.
All right, thanks. There's Victor Butler.
I like Victor Butler.
Nice guy. Real nice guy.
I think he's a pretty good player, too.
He's over there signing autographs right now and having a good time.
Uh-oh, looky here.
Uh-oh. Look who's signing autographs over here.
It's Gordo's new best friend, Wade Phillips.
He was headed right for Gordo.
A lot of applause. Fan favorite. Coach, you have any final words as you leave San Antonio today?
Seemed like you at least have your name somewhere in the show, you know?
Well, the show. I agree with you.
I mean, it seemed like it. You know.
It bothers
him. Should you really be worried about that when you have a whole football team and football season that you're trying to get these guys to the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, I'm worried about you, though, you know? I mean, recognition, you know? I don't know how you're going to go to New York or wherever you're going.
So. I work for little money. I don't have my name on the show.
Oh, my God.
Don't you think we need to change that, Coach?
I do. If you could do fake Wade, I think you could make it.
I think I can do fake Wade. I'm the vice president in the fake Wade office. I mean, like, if something happens to George, then I have to do fake Wade.
Yeah. Well, this is George doing this, so.
Oh, no, it isn't. I can hear George laughing up there. All right, well, I'm going to get my name on the show just for you, Coach, all right?
Good, yeah. Okay. Good.
God bless. Do you have any final words to the San Antonio people?
Yeah, they're great. They're great. We We're finishing phase one of training camp here, and it's been really good so far. San Antonio is seriously a great place for us. They treat us really well. Of course, we have great fans here. So.
Now, with the weight loss and with you watching what you're eating, when's the last time you had a donut? I had half a dozen 2 days ago.
Did you? Were they good?
Great.
Yeah.
They were great going down and coming back up about 30 minutes later.
Right. Well, I'm trying to watch what I eat. So
no donuts in a while.
No, not much.
How'd you do it? Like carbs? Cutting down on carbs?
No, Nutrisystem. Yeah, I did Nutrisystem and then just learned to eat, you know, the right way. And still work out.
Is Nutrisystem the shakes? Is it shakes or is it meals?
No, it's a meal. They deliver the meal. All you have to do is eat it. So.
What's your favorite meal of all time? Like if you were having the last meal. Let's say you were a convicted double murderer like O.J. I wasn't convicted, but... Let's say that you were OJ and you were convicted.
Well, of course, the reason I'm heavy is I like a lot of things.
Chicken fried steak.
Yeah, when you're in Texas, you like chicken fried steak, certainly.
Steak, hamburger, pizza. What's your favorite of all?
You got it.
Yeah, well, come on, you got one. What's your one
page
favorite?
Page one, I think. Page one of the menu. Yeah.
Page one of the menu. All right, thank you, Coach. God bless, and thanks for talking with us all week.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, cool.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I got a little tense there.
Yeah, your relationship
yeah,
soured
it just
a bit.
Ended.
Yeah.
Hey, there's Campo.
That was good for a while.
Yeah, say bye to Dave
Campo. Talk to Dave Campo.
See if you can get him to say obviously.
What are you doing here, Coach?
Hey, I'm signing some of these young people. Ball, how you doing?
Yeah, I guess it's obvious that you're signing that, right?
Yeah, it is. I hear you guys are wearing my butt out on the radio up there. I'm Avanzano.
No, we're doing fine. We're doing fine. We're doing fine.
I'm young today, too.
That's right. That's it.
I've just kind of been given the task to come over here and try to lure you into say the word obviously.
Well, you know, obviously, I say that a lot. So you probably have a pretty good idea of me saying that.
I just won $20.
Congratulations.
Now, I heard you say recently that if it were up to you, you'd stay the whole time here in San Antonio. You like it here so much.
That's correct. We really like the facility. We like the crowd especially. You know, you know, I think naturally athletes play better when there's a bunch of people watching them, and I think that helps us for sure.
Seems so obvious.
Do you think Jerry is hurting you guys by dragging you all over the country?
Well, you know, you're not going to bait me into that one.
I'm a master at doing that.
Yeah, I know. You guys are wonderful.
I can really bait people. All right. Can you take my picture with the coach real quick? Thank you, man. You
how are you going to get that back?
We're taking our picture taken.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, isn't that nice? It's a nice touch, wasn't it? God bless. She's going to delete that in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, that was very emotional goodbye there to Dave Campos.
Wasn't that wonderful?
Leave San Antonio and to Wade Phillips.
All right, who's 62 white?
Let's see.
62 offense.
Mike Tapper.
Tapper, that's the guy who has the crazy haircut.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Does he have his helmet off? Yeah, they're not wearing helmets.
He has his helmet off, but he's in the dark of the tunnel right now, and so I'm having a hard time seeing him. He's signing autographs for someone, so I'm having to wait.
Yeah, he's the one that got the crazy haircut, I think.
You mean to sing while we're waiting? I can talk to the security guy while we're waiting. Hey, do you know if that's Mike Tapper in there?
Tepper?
I think. I'm working.
Oh, can't talk right now?
Oh, okay.
They're instructed not to talk to the media.
Under direct orders to not speak.
Now you got the cops looking at you.
Okay,
it's you.
Mark Tepper, is that right? Mike Tepper?
Mike, I believe.
Mike Tepper, yes. Oh, my God, look at his haircut.
Isn't it awesome?
That is the stupidest looking thing I've ever seen in my life. It's a strip of hair right down the middle of his head, and it's kind of long, and it's off-centered. It looks like Gary Oldman in that one role that he played where he had the weird hair and the little bitty goatee thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Nobody?
No.
55 blue
is Stephen Hodge.
Hey, Stephen, how you doing? Stephen.
Oh!
Stephen?
Oh, he completely ignored you.
Oh, my God, that was so rude. Mike Tepper, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, and half his beard is existing right now. All right, come here. Come here, Mike. So, oh my goodness. Wait, hold on. So they shaved half your head
and body.
half your body. Wait, let me see. You don't have an eyebrow over here, do you?
Nope.
You feel stupid?
No.
That's so funny.
That is the dumbest looking thing I've ever seen. Can you see that from where you are?
Yeah, yeah, we saw it on the news last night, too.
Look at him from this side. His profile looks normal. Then he turns around and it looks like Mr. Clean. The strangest thing ever.
Craziest haircut ever.
Hey, Coach, just want to say goodbye to you again.
Yeah, I hadn't seen you in a while. So.
You know, things are going.
I haven't seen you.
Anything changed since the last time we talked?
Yeah, we really like Oxnard. We're really looking forward to
looking
going
forward
there.
To that. Yeah. Okay, maybe we'll see you out there.
Don't push it with him.
Oh, he's yelling at you.
Uh-oh, he's coming. Uh-oh. He's coming back. Yes, sir.
I got a donut, you know.
What's that?
I just went in and got a donut.
I didn't mean to push into that, Coach.
That sounds good. I'm going to go get one. All right, we got to go.
All right, thank you so much.
Good job, Gordo.
All the coaches and players who have joined us over this week.